In Porto Alegre, Brazil, where he attends this year's World Social Forum, FAO Director General Graziano da Silva promotes the International Year of Cooperatives. We talked to FAO focal point for the UN year, Nora Urabah-Haddad, an expert in rural institutions in Rome. In the following interview, she defines cooperatives as a modern and membership-driven way of doing business.
We would like to encourage governments to invest in cooperatives and producer organizations because it is a viable model that is capable for its members to face crises, different crises, financial, economic, and environmental crises. So the International Year of Cooperatives 2012 has been supported by more than 91 members, UN members, and this is really the first time in the history of the UN that so many members have supported such a year. And this is a very good sign of the increased interest in cooperatives.
Along the years, from the 70s to date, cooperatives have changed concept and nature and model. How would you define a cooperative today in today's context?
A cooperative is a social enterprise. What does it mean? It's a business, but it has this particularity of being a social business. It is driven by its members. It is, which means that the members of cooperatives decide upon the future and the way the cooperative is run. So this is its particularity. And cooperatives is truly a modern way of doing business because it protects its members from different types of crises and it provides its members with different kinds of services, accessing markets, information, empowering its members, voicing their needs. All these kind of issues make the model really worth being strengthened. Okay, the difference with the old concept of socialist cooperatives as we may have it in our collective thinking is that cooperatives are really run by their members. It's not a top-down approach. It's a bottom-up model. It is really individual farmers, in the case of agricultural cooperatives, that come together, form their own cooperative in order to better market their products, in order to better get access to markets, in order to collectively purchase inputs, etc. This is what a cooperative is. It's not something that is dictated from other parts of society. It's really the members that have a common activity that get together to form their cooperative. In India, for example, you have a women's group which is called Siwa, which is widely looked at in FAO. It's a big FAO partner. It is a cooperative. It is a sort of cooperative that is run by its members. It has more than 1 or 2 million members in India, and they provide their members with all sorts of services, running from handicrafts to managing natural resources, water, by creating water user associations, resolving conflicts between different users, accessing to markets. They have also formed their own banks. So this is one example. In Niger, for example, you have the concept of input supply shops, whereby farmers use their produce as a collateral to obtain credit, so that they can invest and diversify their activities, warrantage in French, yeah.
Okay, and last question, what piece of advice would you give the younger generation in how to be mobilized or to go around the year with strong mobilization and the desire to do something?
Young farmers, as you know, are the future of tomorrow. Without young farmers, the agricultural sector will really be in danger. So our piece of advice would be that young farmers really need to get together if they want to really make a decent living from their agricultural activity or farming activity. Otherwise, it will be very difficult for them, especially in the context of crisis, to survive. So our piece of advice is really to encourage them to get together, form their cooperative, try to voice their concerns to the different stakeholders, the governments, the research community, in order to be able to really make a living from their activity and form their cooperatives and consider cooperatives as a modern way of getting into farming and not an old-fashioned type of enterprise.
This was Nora Urabah-Haddad, FAO expert in gender, equity and rural institutions.